This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right.
Non-disclosures.
Yeah.
You don't buy them?
It's over. It's done. It's out there.
Is there like a fine print where if there's five leaks that the non-disclosure
doesn't
count?
What are they going to do now? Oh, wow. You said something about the uniforms? Oh, my God. Woo! Good thing FedEx didn't do that.
Hey, man, some of us follow the rules, okay?
I'm following the rules, but it's like, oh, wow. So FedEx went ahead and told the world, or whoever it was.
And Antonio Brown.
And the little Lilliputian fella.
Yeah.
You know, the number 24.
The model.
Yeah. That little fella told the world, but heaven forbid I say this about the uniforms. Yeah. Oh, my.
That's where I'm at, man. I'm looking forward to this, man. This is going to be a nice little appetizer. What kind of appetizer? If I was to tell you, we got draft week this week. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Fun weekend. Mm-hmm. What the hell happened to your nose?
I know. Let me hit the confession now.
What on earth is wrong with you, buddy?
Hold on. All right. So there's a level of gross, like that. You should I wear a Band-Aid on my nose or should I not?
Yeah, you should wear a Jerry Rice Breathe Right strip.
I made the decision this morning. You know what? I'm not gonna wear the Band-Aid. As I saw it this morning in the bathroom right here, I was like, yeah, probably should have worn a Band-Aid.
Is it sunscreen?
No, we went up, we did like a four-hour ride into the mountains on ATVs to the Costa Rican jungle, and it was badass, which I can get into, but I'm not that guy that's going to recap my entire vacation for 4 hours.
I feel like you're attacking Sean.
No, I am not. there are a couple things about that I need to know. So... We were up in the mountains and we were bouncing everywhere. So the goggles, you have to wear a face mask with all the dust and the goggles. So the goggles kept rubbing, but I didn't want to take them off because I couldn't see.
Okay.
So it just kept rubbing right here.
Okay.
And so it kind of cut it. But it was 4 hours in the jungle, man. It was badass.
It looks like crap.
It looks horrible. I probably should have worn a Band-Aid.
Some like ointment on it.
I've been putting stuff on it. Okay. But for y'all's sake, I was going to wear a Band-Aid.
Good. Yeah, it's all good.
But I did not.
Yeah, I think the Band-Aid. Yeah, I think you need a Jerry Rice.
I saw a monkey up there, man. Right. I came right up to us. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Some macaws.
There you go.
It was badass.
So what appetizer would these uniforms be? Like if we're talking about, like if the main course is the draft, what appetizer has this uniform unveiling been for you?
So far, and what I expect. So far, it has been edamame. It's like, what are you
doing?
Is
that good or bad?
It's very, like, kind of not fulfilling, maybe not even appreciated like it probably should be. That doesn't mean that you're going to have a bad meal, though. You know, that doesn't mean it's not, it's going to be bad. The whole thing with these uniforms kind of came into focus for me this past week. They never should have worried about us. They never should have worried about the media.
Just do your own thing.
Never should have worried about fans. Never should have worried about the fan council. Never should have worried about, hey, we're listening. No. Maybe they do it on the down low and listen and get some input, but don't start including all these people. I mean, and because the more people that kind of have an idea of what you're doing, the worse things can go until you reveal it.
But if you have a badass squad, it doesn't matter. That's the good thing.
No, that's what Nick was saying yesterday.
Good thing for them is they have a good squad.
I checked in on you guys occasionally.
Yeah, that's the good thing, right?
Yeah. If you have a good squad, it doesn't matter. The uniforms will look better on a good squad. But I think they've just had they've tried to please too many different people and include too many different people. The Lions did it right.
They just dropped them.
He said, "Look at these badass just uniforms," and then everybody said, "You know what? They are badass." And it wasn't real hyped up. Wasn't real, you know, down low. All this other stuff.
I do think they need to just completely change the uniforms at the bare minimum from now on.
What do you mean? Like,
when? Like just go all or go basically Oregon, where if it's 3 years, if it's 5 years, they need to change their uniforms as often as possible now at this point.
I think the NFL has some say in that.
No, but I think there's a minimum that you can do it. I think it's like 3 to 5, whatever the least amount of time that you can wait. They just need to go all in, because I think the merch will be fine. But it has been a lot. It's not costly leaks, and it's not like the leaks are coming within the organization. So we have fun with the leaks. But, you know, it's not like a draft pick or something getting leaked. It's outside of the organization. But it is going to be interesting to see hear the reaction, because I think it's going to be split.
I think there's a way there's one way the Texans cannot win at this point, but there's also a way they cannot lose. And let me explain. They can't win because there's already been too many leaks, too many bad models. The H-Town helmet reveal, Antonio Brown. They can't really win in terms of, wow, fans love this.
You love that H-Town helmet, don't you?
I did like it from the very start.
I figured. That was a lucky guess there, but I figured you liked that one.
Is that racially profiled?
No. I just figured that you liked that new helmet.
Old English lettering on the back of my truck that says Lopez.
Race car!
I just thought you might like it. Yeah, it was just a shot in the dark.
Just a hunch. A shot in the dark. Okay, I see what you did there, too. So they can't win in terms of, like, when it's revealed, everybody's going to be like, or 70% or whatever is going to be. This is awesome. It's already got a bad rep in some circles. But they can't lose here. People are going to buy new merch.
Yeah. The merch is going to be nasty.
It's going to sell.
The merch is going to be nasty.
Yeah, it's going to sell. And it's going to sell in ways that maybe not even reflect the uniform themselves. Because you added these colors, and this is something we've talked about occasionally, you can sell even the tiniest bit of color on your uniform as the primary color on merchandise. So, like, let's say they, I don't know how much H-Town blue, there's some clearly that's going to be on the helmet that was revealed. But I don't know how much is going to be on all the uniforms. But that doesn't mean they can't sell a jersey with that as the promise.
Are you over H-Town Blue yet?
No, I think it's going to be cool.
Are you over this stuff yet?
No, I think it's going to be nice.
Maybe move past the H-Town Blue? We're not there? We're still there?
I mean, that's what people haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No.
What do you mean they haven't seen it?
The uniform hadn't been revealed yet.
Oh, it hadn't?
Well, most of them.
I mean, well?
Maybe. maybe most of them. That was pretty sweet. He put all that stuff up there. Like, what is it? Where does he get his stuff?
I mean, Antonio Brown was with Nike, right?
I guess. That's probably it, huh?
I would think.
I think he knows someone here, man.
Nah.
Is it time to start taking him a little serious with his new?
Dude, he's been kicking butt.
Yeah, but
he's been talking about Justin Herbert getting traded.
Yeah, but he's also kind of a parody.
No.
Is he?
Antonio Brown, CTE, ESPN. I mean, he's kind of having fun with everything, too.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, you got to take him serious. But you know how I know, like, it's not going to be universally liked and maybe more people will dislike him?
Well, I don't think it's bad to have disagreement about the uniforms. No, I think it's actually a good thing for them.
Look, all they really care about is selling merch. And they're going to sell merch. So they're going to be happy. Texans are going to be happy. But I've seen so many, like, people who have had the sneak peek, say variations of, well, maybe they'll grow on you. Maybe they'll grow on you.
Well,
That's not a great endorsement.
Yeah, once you see them, though. That's a good endorsement, isn't it?
No, it is not. Well, maybe you'll get used to them. You know, maybe it'll grow on you. Eh, I don't know. There's some that I like, flat out. I guess I can't really talk too much about the details, but...
You can't?
I know everything's been pretty much out there. But 10 a.m. tomorrow, huh, is when they're going
to
actually drop 10
a.m. they're going to drop. 11 a.m. we're going to talk to Count Hand. What are they going to do? They put out last week.
Video?
You weren't here. God, you would have had a field day with this. I think this was an accident. B. Scott said it might have been an accident, but I was really confused because they dropped a 15-minute video around 10,
mm-hmm.
like basically explaining everything that went into it. And then they drop five videos within the next hour and a half about the uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, six videos in about 90 minutes?
Yeah.
About this uniform process and everything? Did we try to spread this out? Were we just trying to spam the news feed? What was going on there? I don't know. It was a lot.
I feel pretty comfortable in saying this. I think this is a lot of... Because I saw that. I think it's a lot of heading people off at the pass before things go bad.
What does that mean?
Trying to control the narrative that they know is coming.
But it's not that serious.
That's what I'm
getting at with this uniform thing. I am actually like the Texans are in a situation where they could literally take a dump on a design and people would support it because people are that excited about what they got going on with the team.
Yeah.
And there's been all this like proactive explanation and all that. It's not that serious. It's fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's fun to debate talking about uniforms, but it's not. You don't have to explain yourself too much. It's uniforms.
But I feel like they, you know, the old saying of undersell and over deliver. I think they've kind of oversold and they feel like they might be under delivering, and so they have to kind of get that, take that care of, you know just do the best they can to prevent that from happening, because it's not going to be a great universal acceptance of what these uniforms
are. I think
it'll
be better than you think.
No, I don't know what it's going to be. You know, nobody does. But I can tell you this. I can tell you one person we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Who's that?
Amy Adams-Strunk.
Why?
I feel like she had a direct impact on the product we will see tomorrow.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're obsessing over an old color.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think they also kind of tipped their hand a little bit to where it kind of got her attention a little bit more. I think it goes up to the hype.
Yeah. No,
but I'm fine. I'm actually fine if there is not a lot of H-Town blue. I'm fine with it at this point.
Well, whether you're fine with it or not, like they kind of talked about this was going to be part of the uniform. I think we're going to see just how much of a part of the uniform it is. And ultimately, we'll probably be talking about...
There's a little bit on that helmet.
Amy Adams, there is a little bit on that helmet. That's I liked it. I did.
I know. And I knew before you told me.
Old English lettering notwithstanding, I liked it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Lopez. Big white letters across the back of the back window of my truck.
I saw it, man. I like that influence.
Yeah.
So there you go. Uniforms dropping tomorrow. We got the McNairs coming in studio at 11.
You know, you laugh about that. I mean, you're giving me a hard time about that. I bet you it really is going to be big time.
John, I'm not just pulling this out of nowhere. You think I'm saying the Hispanics like that hat, but because I'm just making it up?
No, it's gonna.
You should have seen the text line last week. All the and it's not just the Hispanics. Hispanics love that new helmet.
Yeah, it's gonna be. My people are gonna love that.
They love it.
Yeah,
that new hat is hard though. I like the hat.
Oh, the one that he was posing in with his dog.
Yeah,
that's his real dog, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
How old is that dog?
I want to say...
Dog looks like he can.
I actually met that dog.
Dog looks fast.
I went by their house a while back.
Look at you.
And saw that dog, and it's a leaper, but he's a real friendly dog.
He's probably pretty well trained, right? The McNair's dog isn't trained?
That one.
Was he young?
Yeah, he likes to jump around.
But was he a baby? Really, was he a baby?
Like, is he potty trained?
No, no, he's trained. No, he's that kind of trained. Yeah,
but he wasn't as trained as you would expect.
He was.
The McNair's coming to the studio tomorrow at 11, after the uniform. So you're gonna the uniforms will be dropped, and we will be taking a test. First thing that I was asked: Are y'all gonna be nice?
We're going to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean?
We're going to be ourselves.
They're uniforms. They're cool.
We're going to be ourselves.
I mean, they're going to be cool uniforms. I'm excited.
Can we get on with Landry and Lopez? Are they going to be nice? Of course they're going to be nice.
I mean, we got that reputation where somebody got to say, are y'all going to be nice?
No, but they know. They know we'll just,
They say nice. We're honest.
Yeah. We want to talk about these unis, man.
Clearly, it must be some type of reputation if they got
to
act.
Nice is not a euphemism for sucking up to people.
Look, it's...
the reality is,
just honest with the people.
They're uniforms. Exactly. They're uniforms. It's okay. It's new gear. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Going to be a party at night? 6:30, 9:30. So how is this working? Are they just going to be selling
merch?
That's
weird, isn't it? Did they change the whole idea? Because they're releasing them at 10 a.m. then having the reveal party at that evening?
I mean, what are they doing? Are they going to just have a concert and people are going to be wearing the jerseys or what?
Yeah.
I think it's just a party.
Or the player? The players need to be there.
They're going to sell merch, right?
Yeah. 30% off. On the new jerseys.
Off of what?
On the new jerseys.
Wait, 30% off the new or the old?
I think the new.
The new?
No way.
If you there at the party.
They're going to give you 30% off the new jerseys. Figgy, right, let's hold Figgy to that. That would be
if I'm right, you owe me a jersey.
Nah, I'm not a business guy.
But
I'm just saying I ain't giving you 30% off my brand new jerseys.
Is it really 30%
off? At the party.
Hold on.
At the party.
Is it really 30% off if you've never sold them before? 30% off of what?
Yeah, what are we basing it off of?
Yeah. It's like 30% off. Well,
yeah, that's like having a grand opening at a restaurant and saying it's 30% off and then just setting the price.
Yeah. That's not 30% off anything. That's the price. You know?
Yeah, what's going on
here? Are they going to go up?
I feel like it should be 30% off old merchandise if it's me, but I actually think it should be probably a little bit more, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Old merchandise, 70% off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the new merch, 30%. I'm not going to quote Figgy on that. Kind of feel like he's...
If I'm right, you owe me a jersey.
I don't owe you nothing.
Well, shut the hell up then.
Season ticket holder weighing in saying 30% off all merchandise.
Okay, but which merchandise? Jerseys? Which merchandise?
Yeah, is that new jersey?
Are they going to have the new merchandise? That's my question.
Yeah.
Why would they have the old one there?
What do you mean? Because they got to get rid of it.
If only we knew two people.
So we having a new uniform party, but only the old stuff is there?
Yeah, it's on sale. Throwbacks.
All right.
If only we knew two people that were going to be in studio tomorrow at 11 that could answer this.
Don't get in the way of me trying to solve this mystery myself.
If only.
Yeah, I don't know. The party's going to be the party.
The party is going
to be the party.
Is gonna
Post
be
has some good grub, too, by the way. Some really good food at the Post.
Yeah. It's not your basic.
It ain't no middle of the mall.
Yeah.
It's like a mall food court on steroids.
Exactly.
Balco. Performance enhancing drugs.
Exactly.
What a big week this is, man. We got the draft. We got the uniform unveil. Figgy's just offering up sales to people. I mean, it is a hell of a time to be alive.
Am I right about that 30%?
I don't know. Are you?
That's what I seen.
Okay.
Y'all want to get some antics? Oh, is it the new jerseys or the old jerseys?
How is that?
I said 30%. I heard it was 30% off.
How is that semantic?
I said they offering 30% off.
How is it the new jerseys or the old jerseys?
Oh,
semantic.
Is it the new jerseys? It got to be the old jerseys.
That ain't semantic. I just don't want people going there and saying, well, I heard on Sports Radio 610... Figgy said,
y'all said
Figgy
what's
Fig
going
said
on? I said it's
I get
a party there.
30% off the new jersey.
Y'all said what was going on there. I said it's a party, people performing.
There you go.
And they got 30% off of the jerseys.
Which ones?
I don't know. Look, there you go.
Which ones? By the way, the Denver Broncos just dropped new uniforms.
Yeah, they did. They just kind of made it, they're keeping the main thing.
This is crazy.
They got a draft to worry about. They don't have
so
time
do the
for
Texans.
This. Yeah.
I really think, man, they just built it up too much for too long.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
No way that these leaks were not going to happen. I know Doug talked about it with the afternoon guys last week. But
Doug Vosick, the man who oversaw this process.
Yeah, I mean, I know he worked hard, but there's no way this was going to work.
Coming up. The draft, why the Texans may not do the one thing you think they'll do with one of their first two picks. In the Loop continues on Draft Week next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Draft, few days away. Uniforms tomorrow, they're dropping. Nick Caserio, he's got a different dynamic with D'Amico Ryans this year as opposed to last year. They've been through it together. They've had success. They've surpassed expectations. Now expectations have jumped. Does that change the communication? Here's Nick Caserio talking about that.
We're not trying to get to a point where we just agree on everything, but we're trying to get to a point where we see players similarly. We envision the role similarly. We're never going to force a player on a coach because it's unfair to really anybody involved. So we're not going to make decisions in a vacuum. We're going to take all the information in. We're going to aggregate as much information as possible. And ultimately, D'Amico and I will sit down and go through it and then figure out like what decision makes the most sense. So maybe it's okay if we have a group of four players, we're comfortable with one of the four players. Okay, so then ultimately we're going to have to make a decision there. But there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of discussion back and forth. It's ongoing. We've actually had a couple follow-up meetings once we kind of got through the first wave. Hey, take a look at this group, six or eight players. Hey, can you do an informal Zoom call with them? We're trying to get more information. Then we'll come back. Hey, how'd it go? Well, we had a question about this. What did you think? So we're aggregating a lot of information, and there's a lot of dialogue. I mean, D'Amico's probably sick of me walking in his office every day, but literally we talk about players. We talk about the team on a day-to-day basis. So it's all about communication. So you can't over-communicate in situations like this. You're making big decisions on behalf of the organization. So I'm just trying to kind of steer it in the right direction and be a steward and, you know, be supportive of everybody and be receptive to, you know, everybody's opinion. At some point, we got to draw the line somewhere. But hopefully we're identifying the right people for the organization. We see the vision, we see the role, but their information and input is certainly valued without question.
All right, there you go. It's Nick Caserio talking about the process, which regardless of what they say, the mindset, the goal, the composure can remain the same. It's definitely a different process this time than last. I mean, you had two of the top 12 picks in the draft, three of the top 33. You made the trade up. You're trying to find a franchise quarterback. It's obviously different. But there are some things that we expect the Texans to do, or many expect the Texans to do. But you say, J-Lo, that the Texans may not do the one thing that you'd bet on them doing on Friday.
Yeah, one thing we know about Nick Caserio, like, no, he's done it every year, is he's going to trade and make a lot of moves. He more so than just about any other general manager in the league with his draft picks. And Adam Schefter referenced that in a post that he had this morning. It might have been last night. I saw it this morning about certain things that are going to happen in the draft. And I'm like, I'm not so sure about that. Like, I think they are so – you mentioned like how different it is now. You know, they traded up and they had all these premium picks, very, very high premium picks. They still have some. Last year, well, there was not a lot of margin for error. They were going to have to go get the quarterback and go get a very top-line player. Now they've had more time to kind of – look at like at the breadth of the picks that are available, the number, he, you know, Nicky Buckets, the buckets that he likes to talk about. So now I think all the legwork, all the draft trades that we have come to expect, unless something just slaps him in the face, they're pretty much done. Like, he's made the moves to get 2 second-round picks. That's normally something that he would do on draft day, right? And has done. I think they're kind of
so
like
you're looking
set.
At the Diggs trade as, okay, like if they did this on draft day, the internet would break, but essentially they did it a few weeks before.
It's done.
So all this like, yeah. Will he, won't he trade? He's already made a pretty damn big trade. So you're saying that if we're looking for some sort of splash, the splash has already been made just because it didn't happen on draft day. It'd be like if the Titans traded A.J. Brown 3 weeks before
Correct.
Instead of the day of.
Correct.
I mean, I think that's a good way to look at it. I actually think that's a really, really good point. The other thing about it is this. I think because of where they're drafting, and I'm just piling on to what you're saying, I don't think they know what they're going to do. I think the first round is going to decide, and then I think as soon as they meet after the first round, that's where it's really going to intensify, and the discussions are going to intensify. Because right now, they're at the mercy of 41 picks, and they're at the mercy of 32 picks in the first round before they either have a night to fall asleep and fall in love with somebody or whatever. So like all this talk, and it's kind of weird, because if they had the 22nd pick, I would be sitting here and we'd be starting the show saying, all right, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, that's going to happen. But I don't even think they have any clue. They have a decent idea, but I don't think they have any clue of what they want to do, what the possibilities are, and they're, for lack of a better term, at the mercy of day one.
Yes, and I think, like you said, if they still had the 23rd pick, I would fully expect all those Nick Caserio deals to happen. I think they've kind of happened. Now, he might tweak it a little bit. Like, he sees a player at 38 and maybe, you know, move up a couple spots, whatever. But the big moves, I think they've done. And here's the other thing. You heard him in that audio we just played talking about, you know, we got to make it, we have these meetings and we have these Zoom meetings and we have to make sure everybody's on the same page. Here's something that you need to know if you're a Texans fan. Two people are going to know who they're going to pick, D'Amico and Nick. And if Cal and Hannah are in the room, they'll find out soon enough. But even people in that building aren't exactly sure who they like yet. They're not sure who they like yet. They know who they might have, you know, a strong feeling about a certain group of players or something. But not until Friday are people going to start to realize that the Texans are going after these types of players.
And I think you look at last year where the Texans originally had the 33rd overall pick and the Texans traded that 33rd pick in the Will Anderson trade. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, up in Tennessee, and the old Oilers are a popular topic, and it's probably going to remain into the uniform veil. They didn't like Will Levis. They passed on him at 12. The Titans needed a quarterback. They passed on Will Levis at 12, right?
Yeah.
So they were obviously not even thinking about Will Levis. They said if they would have loved Will Levis, they would have taken him right there as franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. That's happened.
He falls out of the first round, and next thing you know, the Titans are trading up to 33 to get Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time when it comes to guys sliding to the second round. So there could be a player right now that the Texans are looking at, and they're saying, well, I don't know that there's really a chance we're going to get this guy, you know, and he falls there. So it's just really like the sleep between night one to two and then night two to three, a lot of times you become a lot more aggressive based on what happens. And I do like your point in that they've, you know, we talk about this draft day trade that just because it didn't happen the day of doesn't mean it's not the same as a draft day splash and a draft day trade.
They've already done it. And you can even go down further, you know, with some of the picks that they've accumulated later. But I can tell you this, like, we're going to go to bed Thursday night still not having a guy drafted by the Houston Texans. That has already been done. I don't think they're going to be moving back up into the first round. They're going to be seeing who's falling into the second.
It's going to be interesting. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Callahan and McNair tomorrow, 11 a.m. But coming up next, the death of America's pastime and the reemergence of another one of America's pastimes in C.J. Stroud was embracing both last week. In the Loop continues next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Localize It. Sports Radio 6.
Two of America's pastimes, both embraced by C.J. Stroud. We start with baseball. The Astros, the Whoopie. Best team in town for a long time, the Houston Astros. They have C.J. Stroud at the stadium. He throws out the first pitch, and unfortunately for the Astros over the weekend, another series lost to the Washington Nationals. The return of Verlander, get off to a good start, then a blown ninth inning lead and an extra inning L, and then Christian Javier gets scratched yesterday because of his neck. Wouldn't have mattered, though, because they didn't score a single run, and the Astros... third worst team in the American League, if I'm not mistaken. They're kind of faltering as one of America's pastimes. Not looking so great around here.
Kind of got me last week, minding my own business, having a good time, doing whatever it was I was doing. And this whole back of the baseball card thing.
Yeah, Joe Spot is saying it now.
I'm like, what are we doing? Why don't you look at the back of your own baseball card? Because the Astros at right now 7-16, correct?
Yes.
That if you look at the back of any organization's baseball card, including the Astros, you start like that, you don't go any. You're not going anywhere. And it is early, but it's not early anymore. It got late early for the Astros. So yeah, just a horrible start.
Do you feel that there is any getting away from this? Right now, by the way, I know it's early. 14% through the season. We're 14% through the season right now.
They're done.
What?
No, the Astros are done.
Come on, man. It's early, man.
It's early. You're crazy. The lead in the division is 500 right now. It's not a good division. The Rangers are 500.
I believe they're 12-11.
Okay, they're one game above 500.
Yeah. No, the Astros are done.
Can we at least get the Memorial Day?
Astros are done. Let me explain it. Now, of course, I could be wrong. You know, of course, this crazy moves happen. Unbelievable medical, you know, advancements happen in the next 2 weeks, and pitchers start to pitch. But here's the thing that I alluded to it like week before last, and I think it's stronger now than ever. Jose Altuve, Jeremy Pena, Kyle Tucker, and Yordan Alvarez are having fantastic starts. They're having fantastic starts. Altuve. Better than last year. Pena, definitely better than last year. Tucker and Alvarez were tearing the cover off the ball last year.
So they're done.
And they're having the exact same start. So four of your best players are actually playing really, really well.
You're getting pitchers back, though, now. Which is something
that you
need.
Can you be more specific?
You got Verlander back. You're getting Fromber. Look, I'm not sitting here saying that there's not warning signs. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm betting on the Astros, but... Done. We're 14% through the season, sir.
Well, if your standard is contending for a wild card at the end of the season.
No. That's not happening. They have to win the division because the wild card is going to come from somewhere else.
Then they're done.
Yeah, they have to win the division. They're not. There is a very good chance that the wild card teams have better records than the West winner. So there ain't no wild card. It's win the division.
Then they're done. No, they are. I don't mean to be harsh. We're just talking about how we'd like. We have to be honest on the show, and that's one of the things, you know, one of our calling cards. Jose Abreu should not exist on this roster.
Well, Dana Brown did say that they're going to platoon him now, and they're going to figure out what to do there. They're talking about platooning him. So he's at least openly acknowledging that Jose Abreu has been a disappointment.
I heard that, and then I thought, what is that going to get you? You can't pinch run him. You can't pinch hit him. He's taking up a space on your bench. You're platooning him. He can't be a defensive replacement because all he can do is play first base. So he's, like I said, that's why I said he's taking up a spot, wasting a spot on the roster if you're going to platoon him. You either got to get rid of him or play him every day and with that .068 batting average. No, he should not exist on this roster. Like, there is no platooning Jose Abreu because he doesn't offer you anything anywhere. You know? So that one, that is shot. That's a done deal. He should not exist. I looked up his numbers. This is the things you do on an airplane. I looked up his numbers compared to Willie Mays in 1973 when he was just like this, you know, caricature of himself.
With the Mets?
Yeah, like in 1973, Willie Mays. Willie Mays had twice the batting average, more home runs, more RBIs, and a higher OPS.
You're going Willie Mays on me.
As a 1973 Met.
You're going Willie Mays on me, dude.
My point is that's how bad
he is. That's where you're going?
Like, Willie Mays was a joke of just a shell of himself. Oh, I remember the worst player you ever saw in the waning years of his career was Willie Mays. He's twice the player Abreu is. He was twice the player in 73 that Abreu is right now.
And they're weeding him out, man.
Yeah, look at the back of his baseball card. Yeah. Was 2023 not listed?
Yeah.
On the back of
the back of the baseball card thing's a rough bit.
And then there's the bullpen just having a collective meltdown.
Yeah.
They don't have any farm pieces. They don't have starting pitching. Okay, Verlander's back. We'll see about the rest. Didn't they push back? I'm imagining this. Didn't they push back Fromber a little bit?
Well, he got hurt. And
No. I mean, like, since he's been on IL, isn't he not progressing or not throwing as soon as they thought he would?
They're being cautious.
Okay, that's it. So there you go.
Yeah. So they're done.
They're done.
Okay. Yeah. CJ Stroud, by the way, stuck around to the ninth in the front row.
Good
the
for
other
him.
Day.
Good for him.
Yeah. So that's one of America's pastimes that appears to be, according to Lopez, dying.
No, they're done.
Around here. Another one of America's pastimes that I think is resurging, and CJ Stroud embraced this. I thought this was one of the most relatable things that I've seen from CJ Stroud off the field this weekend. Over the weekend, CJ Stroud threw a party. Mm-hmm. Now, he was not at a party on a private jet. He was not, doing something that the average folk can't relate to. But CJ Stroud, over the weekend, had a little gathering at his house. He ordered a boxing match. And he had Titus Howard, among other guys, at his house just taking in the fights between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. And I've got to tell you, John, one of the biggest travesties in American sports has been the death of boxing. To the point where we're looking forward to Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fights. Mm-hmm. But I think boxing is suddenly alive. Boxing is suddenly alive, and I'll speak for myself. From now on, whenever this guy, who I really wasn't hip to before, whenever this guy is fighting, from now on, Ryan Garcia, you have my $800, whatever. I will support you, my friend, because this guy put on a clinic, and in one night, I got more entertainment from that young man than I got in the entire career of Floyd Mayweather. And I thought he was a loon. I didn't know. This was just some of the pre-fight antics. Yeah. Leading up to this fight, and it seems like the joke was on all of us. Here was Ryan Garcia just being a little bit crazy.
Yo, Duran.
No, this is this is the non-crazy stuff. He was being crazy at press conferences. This is just a little snippet of the crazy part.
Thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus is King, King of Kings, King of Kings. No, okay. He is the King of Kings. Jesus is the one above all. Okay. How you guys doing? What do you guys want me to say? I've already said everything. I mean, what do you want me to do? I've already done it all. I've already said it all. I've done it all. And now I'm just ready to kick ass. I'm going there and just f*** this man up. You don't understand. I'm going to f*** him up. You don't know what I've been training like. You don't know the vision I have. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'll break this whole thing right now. That's how I'm fire. I'm strong. And I'm louder than that whole team. They got like five people there. Look how loud. Woo! We couldn't hear you. Hey, where's your mama at, baby? Where's your mom? Oh, I'm gonna go flirt with your mama. Ooh, she about to be fine as. I want some of your mama. I want your mama now.
Your mama probably in my DMs. You mother. No talking about my mom. You up. Yeah, that fear coming in your mouth like a dog. I put my in your mouth. Ryan.
All right, so this guy's getting crazy, and this is just kind of a snippet of him being crazy. But the reality was, he's going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. He's drinking every night, and in the middle, because after I saw that press conference, I was like, all right, I gotta like see what's up with this dude. And in between all of this craziness, you would see like a normal dude, mm-hmm. to where it was almost like some sort of, this guy was 6-1.
6-1,
he was 6-1. That's how much of an underdog he was and how much like they thought he was nuts. He was 6-1. He took off at 7-1. So anyone who just decided to put a casual 100 on it won $700 off of this guy. He was 6-1.
Dang.
I'm so pissed I didn't bet it.
Yeah.
But I was going through like the Instagram and stuff, and I was looking at, and that was actually a tame version of what he was doing. And CJ Stroud was all about it. He was tweeting during, saying, go Ryan. But look at this. Look how normal this guy is now. And you kind of saw this sprinkled in. So I guess Roberto Duran's in the hospital. This is Ryan Garcia riding with his dad. And this is in the middle of like a just belligerent rant. You can see that he's kind of normal.
Yo, Duran, I heard that you're in the hospital, but I'm just sending out, you know, good, strong energy. I know you're the hands of stone. I'm trying to get my hands like yours. I appreciate for all that you've done in boxing. And I'm just sending a lot of love to you. I hope you get better. You and my pops. Yeah. Roberto Duran.
Oh, wow. Hey, Roberto. ¿Cómo estás?
We're pulling for you. Let's go.
There you go. So he's normal.
I'm pulling for you, baby.
Then, right before the fight, and this is when I was like, okay, all right, there's something here. Because these guys had actually fought 6 times as amateurs, and they split it at 3.
Okay.
But listen to him before the fight and tell me this guy sounds like someone that's nuts. And by the way, he didn't make weight. And he lost $1.5 million because he gave him $500,000 per pound. He chugged a beer during his thing. Apparently, he cut weight in a fight against Tank, and there was like a rehydration clause, and he just can't physically do it. So he couldn't win the championship. But listen to this before the fight. And this is when you knew he was wired up and ready to go.
This ball play out in your mind right now. What are you feeling as you're about to enter the ring?
I just don't leave this ring without his head. That's it. I don't care what happens in this ring tonight. This is the one fight I'm really willing to die for. So that's how I'm coming.
He went in.
Good luck.
There.
Thank you.
Should have beat him multiple times. Knocked him down 3.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Beast mode. Mm-hmm. So the reemergence of boxing and CJ Stroud throwing the party. We can all relate to the pay-per-view party.
Oh, that's old school.
CJ Stroud doing it in the living room. Mm-hmm. People lined up on the couch. People having a standing room only. Boxing, I don't know if it's back, but hey, you got my 80 to 100. I can promise you that.
Well, he bet on himself, Ryan Garcia.
Well, good for him.
$2 million. He won 12.
You can bet on yourself in boxing?
So that's according to Boxing Kingdom. Ryan Garcia cashed out a $12 million winning ticket.
That's why he had no problem giving up the 1-5.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to win
it back. The funniest thing is he's talking about the weight. He's like, $500,000. His dad's like, son, no. He's like, no, it's good.
Hey, we're good.
And he did it, and he supposedly actually paid. Yeah. This dude's an entertainer, and he left it all out there. You got my respect, my friend. You definitely got CJ. CJ was all about it, too, and you might not have been as crazy as we thought. Coming up 24 hours from now, the McNairs will be right here in this studio to react to the Texans' new uniforms. However, Lopez, he thinks the Texans have a lot of ground to cover once these things finally drop. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk about perhaps shots fired at In the Loop. I didn't think this was a very fair assessment, but we'll let the people decide. That's next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.